Now, we've got Coach Pendergraft on here. First off, congratulations on winning the district championship. It's a big game to win and get the trophy back to Lehigh. I know it's probably been over 8-9 years since it's been there, I believe, right?
Yes, sir. Me and Bobby was talking about that. I'm not really for sure when the last one the JV girls have won.
But I just want to ask you a couple of things. How do you feel that the girls played tonight?
Oh, man, super competitive. They really got after it. You know, we play as a team. That's one thing about this group. They're always encouraging one another, cheering each other on. They don't care about the stats. They just want to win.
Yeah.
I think watching it, you've seen a good, hungry group that wants, you know.
They want to win.
They want to win, and they want to get Lehigh back to competing. And people say, man, we got Lee tonight. You know, our varsity group came on strong this year. We're starting with the youth. The youth's coming on. Coach Stafford's been doing a great job with them.
Yeah, he has. He's really flipped the program that went downhill and now really building them back up, getting them to compete in all the postseason stuff. I mean, just like tonight. And hopefully getting the girls' team past the first round next year. I know they played a tough Ridgeview team. Ridgeview's actually playing against Abingdon here tonight. But it was a close game. Ridgeview did start that game kind of hot, but they were able to slow it down and
right. Keep
that game very close, not letting them get, you know, a big lead on them.
Absolutely.
How do you feel that your JV season went this week?
Oh, man, really, really well. We faced some adversity with Addison. She hurt her back and went out. And, you know, she's our big girl in the middle.
Yeah.
We're out there with four guards, and Hadley's battling inside. These girls stepped up.
Yeah,
you know,
she did.
Down to seven girls, a bunch of eighth graders. They stepped up, played hard. I'm tickled to death for them.
Yeah, and I told them, you know, they were doing things on the floor that don't really show up in the stats, like getting those loose balls, fighting, trying to get all them loose balls back in possession, and even getting those jump balls tied up. And if they weren't possessioner, you know, wasn't in favor of Lee, they were making Abingdon have to do something off of the inbound.
Oh, yes.
And that's always a good thing in trying to get possession back. They played a great – this Abingdon team was a really good team. But they were able to, you know, just be that better team.
Yes, sir.
So, what is your plans here for this offseason?
We've already talked to the girls about it. They got their spring sports coming up. But we want to wear them out. We want them to play everything. We tell our girls, hey, play it all.
Yeah.
It all helps. You're a kid. You're a kid for a short period of time. Play it. Play everything.
Yeah.
But we want to get them in the gym, work on them. We got some plans coming up to go to a three-night stay at Emory Henry for a team camp. We're looking at doing that. Just get in the gym, keep working. I know we got second, third, fourth graders in the gym.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of stuff with them. And it's where it starts with the youth. And, you know, Bobby's been doing that for year four now.
Yeah.
This is my third year helping him. So I think there's a lot of good things, a lot of good things coming our way.
Yeah, and, working with that youth, keeping that, starting a program young, that always helps. They understand it a lot better. And especially by the time, you know, they're ready to play JV or varsity, that working with them young, they remember it.
Well,
that's all I got for you. I just want to also, again, congratulate you on winning this JV district championship.
Yes.
And that's all I got for
you.
Hey,
I appreciate you all coming out and all the support. And it's a huge crowd.
Yeah, it is.
Big, big, big thanks to the community for supporting these girls.
Yes.
And thank you all.
Thank you.